This is a Federal News Network podcast.
The Thrift Savings Plan, that paragon of no-drama operations, got some rare national attention this past week. The White House ordered the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board to immediately reverse course on its plans to move the international fund, the iFund, to a new index. That index has been controversial. It covers 22 developed and 26 emerging markets, including China. The board met this week to discuss the iFund. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco covered the outcome and joins me now with the latest. So let's start with a little background here. The White House did not like what the TSP was doing. What did they say?
Well, this is interesting, Tom, because the criticism about this iFund move has been going on for a couple of months. And if you ask the TSP about this, I think they're kind of baffled because they made this decision back in 2017 to change the iFund to a new index. And then in last November, 2019, facing some criticism from Congress, they reconsidered the move and they decided to press forward with it anyway. So earlier this week, Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia sent a letter to the board basically outlining some concerns with the move and ordering the board to immediately halt its plans to implement this new index for the iFund. And we had heard that those plans were set to move forward June 1st and would continue for the next couple of weeks. Then this letter from Scalia included a separate one from National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow and Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs Robert O'Brien.
Wow.
And they listed their own concerns with this, basically saying the move would pose significant and unnecessary risks to federal employees, members of the military, and their retirement funds. They also laid out some different options that the TSP might consider. Now, FRTIB Chairman Michael Kelly said that letter from Scalia was the first time he had ever heard directly from the administration about its concerns with the iFund. And he said he really wished he had heard from them sooner because they may have been able to avoid some of the, you know, chaos surrounding this decision. Kennedy ended up calling a special meeting, and they ultimately decided to defer the implementation of this new index. And, you know, the board members were mixed. I mean, Bill Jason, he was the lone FRTIB member who was originally against the iFund changes back in November, and he says he stands more firmly against them now.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. You recognize the fact that I stood against this change in November of 2019 for many reasons. I talked about my three sons. I have three sons that serve, one, in fact, who is deployed right now, one who will soon be deployed. And I want all of the military and all federal workers to be able to invest internationally without exposure to China and or any other adversary.
And that's Bill Jason, one of the lone FRTIB member who was against this change in the iFund. We're speaking with Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco. So why did the TSP board decide to hold off on those changes ultimately, Nicole?
Well, I mean, to be honest, Tom, I think they ultimately had little choice once they heard directly from the White House, and the White House used such strong words. But the board the other day gave two reasons. Michael Kennedy is the current chairman of the FRTIB.
One is that the coronavirus has had an impact on countries and markets all over the world. It's created a lot of uncertainty, and we're not sure that now would be the time to be making a transition to the international fund with investments in emerging markets, because those markets are going to be challenged, and we're not going to not sure what they're going to look like over the next 2 or 3 years. And then secondly, this will allow the new board members to be fully confirmed and be transitioned onto our board and allow them time to do their own due diligence and assessment on the international fund and make the determination which direction they would like to go.
That's Michael Kennedy. He's the current FRTIB chairman, and you heard him mention new nominees from the president. And President Trump did name three new people to replace three out of the five current FRTIB members. All of those current board members have been serving well past their terms. And unlike other independent agencies, the FRTIB can actually serve past their nominated term. So there isn't the whole issue that, you know, we've been seeing with the Merit Systems Protection Board, for example. Kennedy himself has been on that board for 10 years, and others have been there for 8 years. And Trump had not named any new members. It's not like they had been sitting in the Senate waiting for confirmation or anything like that. He just didn't name new members until now.
Interesting. Well, it seems to be tied up with the whole China controversy, I guess. I mean, it's pretty obvious that it is. Interesting, you know, there's a Warren Buffett is an investor in a giant Chinese company that got a $1 billion order from California for COVID-19 masks. And now that's off because of intervention, you know, by the administration, by NIOSH of all places. So, Nicole, what do we know about the president's nominated board members? What do we know about them? And what about the current board members? What are they saying about this?
So we know the names of the three nominees. It's John Barger. He's currently a member on the Postal Board of Governors. He's also served for several years on the Los Angeles County Employees Retirement Association. So he has some experience in this field.
No relation to Sonny Barger of the Hells Angels out west.
Right. As far as we can tell, okay. No. There's Christopher Burnham. He co-founded and leads Cambridge Global Capital Consulting. He's a former State Department appointee during the George W. Bush administration, and he was on the Trump transition team. And then there's Frank Dunleavy, who has a leadership position on the U.S. International Development Fund, formerly known as OPIC. Now, the current FRTIB members, they all say, you know, they want to help have a smooth transition for the new members whenever they're confirmed in the Senate, and they do need to be confirmed in the Senate. But, you know, some of the members, I think, had some pretty interesting thoughts that they gave earlier this week. You know, they said, many of them said, that they thought the decision they made back in November really was the right one. And a lot of them talked about their backgrounds. You know, most of them have expertise in investments, finance, pensions. Many of them said, you know, I'm not a politician. I'm not a national security expert. And they sit on the board for a specific reason, and that's to serve the 5.9 million TSP participants without political or any other kinds of influences. And that's actually part of the TSP's statutory mission when Congress formed it back in 1986. David Jones is one of the current board members.
It is my fervent hope that the new board members, when confirmed, will take the time to study and make their decision regarding the iFund and every other issue which they will face in the future, within the context of how this agency has always been run, independently and in the best interest of the participants and beneficiaries.
That's David Jones. He's one of the current board members. If Trump's nominees move forward, he would ultimately be replaced. And, you know, I think the sentiment that Jones mentioned was really echoed among some of the other members, too. You know, one of them said, like, look, we didn't sit on this board because we had nothing else to do. We've been here because our successors haven't been named, and we've been doing our job all along. Another one of the board members reiterated she thought the plan to move the iFund to a new index really was the right one. And she mentioned the whole point was to give federal employees the same access to emerging markets that many Americans in comparable 401k plans already have.
Federal News Network's Nicole Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out her story at federalnewsnetwork.com.